Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. With the news that 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith would retire before the end of his term in January, the search for a replacement was on. It was a short search. Following Smith's announcement, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter of support sent to Governor Brown recommending Rex Bone to fill out the remainder of Smith's term. Ted had this to say about replacing Jimmy Smith.
No, I'm very pleased that the governor has called today and made the appointment. First and foremost, my thoughts go out to Jimmy Smith and hoping for his, recovery in this process that he's going through, which I'm sure it's going to be, if he comes back and gets to fish and hunt all he wants to in his retirement.
Bone, who easily won a three-way race in the June primary, has now been appointed by Governor Brown and will fill the supervisor's seat as of August 3rd.
Well, I've been very fortunate because I've been working with Jimmy for the last few months and every weekend and quite a few meeting a few times a week with him recently, and he's going to assist me as much as he can. Yeah, I think I know we're ready. I know we can. I've got my six 5 months transition is now turned into a 4 week transition, but I think I'm looking forward to it.
Bone won the primary with more than 60% of the vote. Sheriff's deputies, along with Hoopa Tribal Police, have arrested three people in connection with a home invasion robbery in Willow Creek late last night. The victim reported that two men burst into her home, one wearing a hoodie and the other with a towel wrapped around his face. They knocked the victim down, tied her up, and then ransacked the house in search of drugs and money and anything else they could steal. The victim was able to free herself a bit later, and despite having her cell phone stolen, she managed to get to a neighbor's house to call 911. Hoopa police, meanwhile, had contacted Terrence Mullen, who was at a residence where deputies identified the vehicle described by the victim of the home invasion as the one her two assailants had used to flee. Mullen, along with 28-year-old Edward Randall and 20-year-old Samantha Pifferini, were all arrested at the scene after items found at the residence on Tishtang Road matched those stolen from the home invasion robbery. All three were booked into county jail. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating two men who are suspected of robbing a third man at gunpoint at an apartment on Grant Street Sunday night. The victim told police he had arranged to purchase marijuana from the first suspect, and then that suspect arrived at the victim's apartment. He was accompanied by a second man. The victim reported that after settling on a price for the weed, the first suspect pulled out a small caliber handgun and fired a shot before leaving with the weed and the victim's money. The two suspects were seen fleeing in a white Nissan Maxima and are described as adult males. The first suspect was wearing a white shirt and dark pants and could go by the nickname Ruck. He's got a thin build and dark, close-shaved hair. The second suspect is described only as an adult male. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County Sheriff's Detectives are investigating the death of a man on Friday night as a possible homicide. Deputies responded to a call from a woman on Third Gate Road who said she had returned home and found her boyfriend, who it appeared had suffered injuries from an assault. The woman first called a friend and then for medical help, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives have determined the victim's injuries were consistent with that of an assault and opened a homicide investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Earlier this morning, deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence in the 6100 block of Benbow Drive in Benbow. The Community Response Team had received information that a marijuana grow operation was ongoing at the location, and deputies found a grow of more than 600 plants along with packaging materials and other sales-related items. The residents appear to have been dedicated solely to the grow, and an investigation into who is responsible is underway. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More than 600 personnel are on scene battling the flat fire in Trinity County, a fire that has consumed more than 1,700 acres since it began last Wednesday. Fire officials report that the fire is 70% contained and the risk of it spreading further is considered moderate. Unhealthy air is also a concern for nearby residents, and the Air Quality Management District has issued an alert for those most susceptible to the smoky air, including the very young, the elderly, and those with respiratory trouble. It's estimated that the fire will be fully contained by Wednesday night. And that's the North Coast News on this Monday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.